Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing destroying date nerves. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing destroying date nerves. So before you go on a date, you could quite possibly be feeling nervous. However, if you're able to go on your date feeling comfortable and feeling relaxed, then there is a much greater possibility of the date going well and having a positive outcome. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you three pieces of advice on how to destroy the date nerves. So let's get straight into this. Number one, date in a comfortable atmosphere. So what this means is that you need to make sure that when you go on your date, you are going to be within an atmosphere that you feel comfortable being in. And this can be on various levels. So firstly, you need to feel comfortable at the place you are going. Now, okay, this might not be the exact venue that you've ever been before. It could be your first time at this venue, but you at least need to be familiar with the location of where the venue is. Because if you know the area, if you know the rough location, then you will know what to expect from the area. Okay, there's nothing worse than getting stressed out trying to find a place that you've never been to before. And also, you're not really knowing what kind of an area it is. You need to make sure you feel comfortable being where you're going. Additionally, even if you've not been to the venue before, you need to make sure you're comfortable attending the type of date that you are going on. So whether that's at a bar, whether that's at a pub, whether it's an activity that you're doing, you know, you need to make sure that you are comfortable doing that type of date. So if you go into a date where you go into a place you've never been before, you don't know the location, you've never heard of it before, you know, you're following your sat nav, all of a sudden this is going to start building the anxiety before you've even got there. Now, to top it off, if you've agreed to go on a date where you know you don't really like doing that kind of thing, then again, it's just going to get you off on the wrong foot. So always make sure that the date you're going on is something that you feel comfortable with. And if the person that you're going on the date with suggests something and you don't feel comfortable, then you need to be trying to kind of make your own suggestion. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying your opinions and saying your thoughts. Say whether you feel comfortable or not, because if they want to date you, then they're going to have to respect your feelings. And if they want to get to know the best version of you, then they need to make sure they're meeting somebody who is not overly stressed, overly worried, scared, frightened, nervous. They want to be meeting the version of you that's calm, relaxed, comfortable, and confident. And that will happen if you go on a date in a comfortable atmosphere. Okay, so let's go on to point number two. Date with a thought that it's a one-off. Okay, so what this actually means is you need to be of the mindset that this is probably going to be a one-off date. Now, what I mean by that is you need to be in that mindset when you go so you can really feel comfortable to be yourself and not to worry what the other person thinks exactly if you are going to be showcasing them yourself. Now, obviously, the likelihood is you're going to be going into this date in reality wanting to see this person again, wanting a relationship, hopefully. So This is just like tricking your mind, so to speak. I'm not trying to tell you to actually go on a one-off date. What I'm trying to tell you is to get into the mindset that it's a one-off. Because if you are in the mindset that it's a one-off, you are more likely to showcase your true personality. You're more likely to make sure that you're not trying to almost shield yourself because you don't know what they'll think. You know, you need to be the type of person who feels confident in saying, okay, this is who I am. And you're more likely to be able to do that on a date if you go into it thinking, well, it doesn't matter if they like me or not, because this is the only time I'm ever going to see them. Okay, if you can kind of trick your mind into that mentality, then you are likely to go into the date showcasing your true personality. That is meaning that you're less likely to start trying to act how you think you should act. And that doesn't mean act inappropriately, obviously. But what it means is not just kind of agreeing with everything they might say just to please them, for instance, or being somebody who doesn't really want to kind of show certain sides of themselves because they feel too shy. What you need to do is show your dates who you really are. You know, they want to get to know you. They want to see the real you. And it can often be easier to be done if you can trick your mind into thinking that this date is a one-off, and therefore it doesn't matter if they like me or they don't, because I'm never going to see them again. And the likelihood is that if you think like that, you'll be able to be yourself more easily, and you'll probably see them more, because they're going to like the true version of you. They're going to like somebody with personality. They are less likely to want to go on a date again with somebody who is very kind of timid and very closed, and somebody who doesn't want to show any of their personality. So if that helps you to showcase yourself, to consider it's a one-off, even though you're hoping really that it's not, then that is some advice that could help you. Number three, and the final piece of advice in today's podcast to destroy date nerves, and that is to have a laugh before you go on the date. So before you're about to go on the date, just before you set off, make sure you have a laugh. And that is probably going to be in a way of maybe watching something, watching your favorite comedy program just before you go, going online and finding some jokes, finding some videos of something you'd find funny. Just make sure you're having a laugh. Because if you're laughing and if you're feeling happy, then you're not going to be feeling nervous, you're not going to be feeling shy, you're not going to be feeling sad, scared, sick, you're going to be feeling positive. So this piece of advice is very powerful. If you've not tried it before, then I really suggest you do. So for example, if you've got to go on your date, if you've got to set off at 6 p.m, then maybe at 5:30, as you're getting ready at that same kind of time, just have something on in the background. Put some comedy on. Put your favorite TV show on that makes you laugh. Put a comedian on in the background. Read some jokes, if that's what you like to do. But just make sure you are having a laugh. Make sure that as you walk out of that door, you are laughing rather than feeling really, really nervous. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope this advice helps you on the next time you go on a date, and I'll drop another podcast soon.